Small details or big surfaces, tight corners or odd shapes, flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
We're recording.
It is recording, yeah.
So we are in Midhurst.
Oh my God, can we just start by recommending Midhurst?
Yes.
As an area of outstanding natural beauty.
Were you familiar with Midhurst?
Yes, well,
It sounds like a Kent place, like...
It's Hampshire.
Wadhurst and
I think, is
Midhurst.
It? Hang on, let me just double check
all
that.
All the Hursts.
It's all the Hursts. So, do you want to explain to people what a Hurst is?
Is it a forest?
Yeah.
Or a wood?
Oh, hang on, tell people what you're doing as well.
Yeah, so it's currently Tuesday, and on Saturday night, I was playing football with Joel and Chester, and I popped or tore or snapped ligaments in my foot playing football.
Can't believe it.
Fucking agony.
Can't believe it.
And we had to come away to work on Sunday, so I've got all sorts of contraptions around my ankle, and that's what you can hear is Velcro.
I can also hear you eating something.
A Jolly Rancher here, I found one in the car. yeah, sorry about that. I bought from Amazon a kind of ankle brace, which got some kind of splints in it, and there's lots of Velcro on there as well. But, oh, God almighty, today, so it's Tuesday night, I just started to feel a glimmer of relief from the absolute fucking agony that it is. So it's mending. We saw the paramedic, because we're working on a job at the moment that's got a paramedic on it. And he did say, look, if it starts to feel worse, you've got to go to hospital. And I kept thinking...
I could see you were like, is it worse?
Is it worse?
Is it feeling worse?
And it definitely feels a tiny bit better, like 1% better. So I think it's mending. I've just got to be careful, really. So I'm hobbling around a bit. But you know what it's like when you hurt yourself? You go on the internet instantly and kind of Google it and see what's going on. And it said, it's a sprained ankle, and a sprain is a kind of tear or a snapping or a stretching of the ligaments. It's grades 1, 2, and 3. And then it said, 25,000 people a day in the UK sprain their ankle.
Wow.
And that made me feel loads better.
Yeah, I mean, and it's funny because we've been able to sympathise because, as probably lots of people remember, I did the same thing. Slightly different injury, we feel.
You think so, yeah.
When just before I did a Masked Singer, or during a Masked Singer, and I was hobbling around.
Can I just say that I'm guessing that one of our listeners has sprained their ankle.
Today,
yesterday, the day before, since they last listened to the last episode. And I want you to know that you have my deepest sympathy.
And I want you to know that you will get better.
Yeah.
And I want you to know that as well.
Yeah, we're gonna recover.
It feels like it never is going to happen.
The danger of becoming depressed by it is quite high, you know, because I felt very low. And then I've also had a massive tax bill come in that's also made me feel a bit low. I was thinking, fucking hell, they come in threes, don't they? Here we go. And I've said this swear word 3 times now on this podcast already, so it gives you some indication about how, you know, doom and gloom I am.
But
anyway,
you're just not used to it. And also, it's interesting that we were discussing how neither of us are very good at being injured in front of each other.
Yes.
You just feel like, no, I'm fine, don't worry. Yeah. I'm fine.
And neither of us want pity or anything, do we? You know.
You know, and like taking... it was quite funny this morning when Cheryl was looking after you. You it was all right, but... If I try and look after you, you're like, no, I'm fine.
Yeah.
I go, no, just let me.
No.
But I do understand what that feels like because I think I'm the same with you.
You are. You'll have other people look after you, but you want to be somebody else for me.
Yeah, I do. Oh, actually, let's not get weird. Ew.
Can I just say congratulations to Vina McCall.
Oh, my God.
We went to the Book Awards last night at the Grosvenor House Hotel in Park Lane, which is where they have all the award ceremonies, by the way. And you won 2 out of 3 awards. The third award that you could have won was the audiobook.
Yes.
One, which is always going to be tricky because there are brilliant voiceover artists.
Oh my God, and there really are. Books.
So you know, it like,
yes,
it's by the by, that one really, isn't it? But the other two, especially the overall book of the year.
That's unbelievable. I mean, I do keep saying this. I do feel a bit bad because I know that there are authors out there who slave over their art and over their...
Can I just say, you have slaved over this, though.
Yes, I'm extremely passionate about
anybody it. Promote a book like this. And I've worked for all sorts of people who've written books that do book tours and signings. You have been relentless in your own time and encouraging other people who have got a similar reach to yours to get out there and spread the word and everything. So it's well deserved on lots of different levels. But for a single second seem to suggest that there are other people who have worked harder than you have to get the book into people's hands.
Yes, I guess this was like, rather than a book, a great work of literary art, this was a movement, a work of passion. And I've been thinking about it long and hard, and I think this is a once-in-a-lifetime moment for me, and it's just been so fucking great.
She's swearing now.
So it's been... it's been a whirlwind. I literally couldn't stop crying last night because all I could keep thinking about was my dad.
Yeah.
And I just like how
proud he was.
Oh my God, he would have been so proud. Yeah. Anyway, I called my uncle and he was asleep, but he did send me a message.
He does live in Australia, by the way. Yeah, and he's sleepy.
He sent me a message and he went, I was thinking about dad too. Yeah. He would have been so proud. Yeah. So that was super nice.
And it was a great night.
What a
you
night.
Were on a table with such lovely people.
Yeah, so they're worth a mention.
Yeah, yeah.
So HQ and their HQ stories on
Instagram.
On Instagram is basically kind of promoting women's health, female authors. She's an absolutely brilliant woman, Lisa. And she
was the girl sat next to you, right?
Yeah, she's the head honcho. She's a big cheese. And anyway, we had a brilliant night. Oh my God, can we just discuss Lauren Laverne?
Yes, she's a brilliant host.
Lauren Laverne was the host, and she wrote all her own script.
I've seen her host several things before and always thought, wow, she's so good.
She's a knockout. If anybody's listening and they need a host for something, Lauren Laverne is the one.
Yeah.
But also, it was co-hosted by a lovely guy called Rhys, and they kept the energy going.
Yes, Rhys Stevenson.
Kept the energy, kept the kind of... Are you okay there?
Yeah, yes. I've just worked out how to strap it properly, so I'm just tightening
it. Oh, that's... It looks like it feels nice.
Oh, there. God.
Oh, yeah. Better. Wow.
Yes, they were brilliant hosts. They did a good thing as well, because I've been to lots of award ceremonies where you eat dinner and then they do the awards that go until midnight. They broke them down into two, so they did a whole bunch of awards, then they had dinner, then a whole bunch of other awards that were done by 10:30. Everyone can drink and dance and be merry.
Mm.
So well done for the organisers of that award ceremony as well.
Yeah, thank you very much for inviting us.
So
we were just talking about Midhurst, and I have found out that Midhurst is in fact in West Sussex. It's next to Hampshire. West Sussex is next to Hampshire, which is where...
Next to Kent? Or is that East Sussex?
No, it's East Sussex is next to Kent.
Yeah, okay, yes.
So West Sussex is incredibly beautiful. Mm. It's relatively unspoilt in terms of farming. So you have enormous swathes of kind of lush green countryside. Obviously, at this time of year, it is incredibly pretty. But all of the surrounding countryside around West Sussex is really, really beautiful. Mm. So we're filming here, top secret. Can't properly go into what it is. I can say it's the dating show.
It's the one you manifested, essentially.
It's the one I manifested.
So there's midlifers somewhere.
Somewhere, and that's all we're going to say. Because there is a twist to it.
Yeah, yeah. No, I wasn't going to go anywhere near that.
Look, did you see me looking at you? Did, the
her,
eyes.
Her hand came up in front of my... face just to kind of indicate.
Not quite like I was like.
But it's we've filmed for 2 days so far, and it's got an excellent vibe about.
Oh my God, it's so good.
There are some shows you work on that you know you're not going to see again.
Yes, and you know that from the get go. Yeah, it's quite unsettling.
Yeah, and there are other shows you just think, I hope this runs and runs because you can feel it's got so much potential. Anyway,
this is one of those.
That's why we're here. We're here for 2 weeks. So we'll probably do next week's from here as well. So, recommendation wise, let's have a look.
I've got to start.
Yeah, go for it. Yeah.
How to basically.
Yes.
This is one of the greatest websites I've ever seen. So it's called howtobasically.co.uk.
Mm-hmm.
It's a very, very simple premise. It is a place where you can book onto classes and learn how to do something. So conveniently, it is, I think they are run in Haywards Heath, which is in, I think, in West Sussex.
Okay.
But Haywards Heath is a probably train ride from London. So if you were in the south, you could probably get to Haywards Heath. I mean, I'm talking London, without too much of a problem. I would imagine if this man's classes and workshops go well, he should spread it out around the country because it is such a fantastic idea. So basically, they want to make learning new skills easy. So Justin is the founder. He wants to create a bit of a space where he can teach current and future generations very simple, basic life skills, which are mentally rewarding. But also, these are the kind of life skills that, you know, historically, maybe your dad or your granddad would teach you. But life is so fragmented now and it's very different.
Mm-hmm.
So and also historically, these are possibly skills that a lot of men would do, but that women wouldn't learn and that we now need to learn because lots of women live on their own and lots of women, you know, we want to learn. I mean, I was talking to my friend about this site thinking, I don't know how to change a tyre.
Mm-hmm.
If I got a flat tyre, even if I had a spare in the boot, I would have to call the AA because I wouldn't know what to do. And I think that's not good.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, Justin developed his own skills from doing property maintenance and working for a mechanics garage. And he started thinking, well, why don't I set up this website? Because I could teach people how to do this. And he's been trying sort of bits and bobs of DIY and then returning to the hardware shop to ask more questions. And he thought, wouldn't it be helpful if I didn't have to keep asking questions, if I could go somewhere and just learn?
Yeah.
So in 2022, he left his job as a solicitor in the independent film industry, and he made this happen. So he wants to have How to Basically workshops available in his to as many people as possible from all walks of life. So I really love his whole ethos.
Yeah.
So you have got various classes in class one, power drills and pallets.
Brilliant.
Home decorating.
Yeah.
Car maintenance.
Mm-hmm.
Basics in plumbing.
Yeah, I mean,
basics in gardening. Yeah. I really need the basics in gardening. I want to do that. And holiday workshops. So they've got things like this. Holiday workshops are brilliant. They've got life skills for leaving home, 17 years plus. But all of our kids should do that.
Yes, I know.
So good. And kids' pallets and power drills.
Mm.
So get teaching kids how to kind of do DIY from 10 to 16 years old. I mean, kids would absolutely love that, wouldn't they?
Yes, my dad did a very good job on me, really. He had a basement at the house in Ilkley where he lived. And in the basement, he'd had it, done like a workshop. So it had a bench and a vice and then lots of tools.
And you're so good at DIY.
But it's because my dad helped me a bit and taught me, I guess, all sorts of things to do with drills and stuff like that. So I knew what a chuck key was and drill bits for different types of materials and raw plugs and all that. So I was pretty handy very, very early. And I left home when I was very, very young, so I did lots of practicing, really, so I do love it. But you're absolutely right. I mean, there should be the kids leaving home workshop.
Absolutely. But well, there is, and this is it. Yeah. And what's nice is that it's incredibly easy to book. You can book a class on a calendar online. I think it's up to four people in a class. But also, really nicely, if you're a company or a corporation, I think it's a brilliant way to do a bonding kind of work day out because they do bespoke classes. So your office could go and learn how to do something or do a basic gardening
that's
course.
That's a good idea.
I just think it's incredibly good for your mental health.
Yeah.
Doing something yourself. You do it to relax.
Yeah, I do it to meditate and to de-stress and everything. I'll build something,
I'm absolutely obsessed with this. So as I said, the place that you would do it in is in Haywards Heath. You can contact Justin or get in touch at jk@howtobasically.co.uk. And it's such a lovely idea.
Congratulations.
Yeah.
It is a superb idea.
Seb's brother.
Yes, I remember. Yeah. You know, you were saying, but it is great. I mean, YouTube's very good for finding out how to get a radiator off and stuff like that, but it'd be nice to have a kind of slightly more holistic approach where you've got a bit of everything.
Mm. Because you do a really well-rounded education. Yes. And yeah.
Because to take a radiator off is one thing, but there's actually a whole bunch of connected information that you need as a result of taking it off and then putting it back on. I'd love to do the plumbing.
I'm just quickly going to tell you about the life skills for leaving home, because I'm slightly obsessed about this. So it's all the things that you would need. So maintaining household appliances to avoid expensive breakdowns, getting them working to optimum efficiency, learning what a deposit protection scheme is and how it works, dealing with the council. Mm-hmm. I mean, this is also, I wish somebody had told me this.
Yes.
Knowing where your stopcock is and what it's for.
Yep.
Knowing what to do when a fuse blows.
Mm-hmm.
How to fix most common problems around the home. How to program a thermostat.
Yeah.
I still don't know how to do that.
Yeah.
And lots more tips like these. So basic use and maintenance of white goods. What to do in a plumbing emergency. What to do when a fuse trips. How to program a thermostat, etc. And dealing with leases and things like that.
Yeah, brilliant.
I mean, oh my God. And just wanted to say quickly, for 3 hours,
mm-hmm.
it's £75.
Oh,
so
wow,
it's 25 quid an hour, which I think is good value.
Yeah, me too.
Per person.
Excellent.
That's absolutely brilliant.
Fantastic work.
Howtobasically.co.uk. Oh my God, did you like that?
Saskia will put some music in just on the end of that, and then we'll go into the next.
Oh, do you love that? Yeah. Okay, you can see it now. Yeah.
So, as you know, I have immersed myself back into the world of Succession.
Yeah.
Which was difficult to do. First of all, we were invited to watch it, and then we could go on Jeff Lloyd and Sarah Baron's podcast, because they have a podcast about Succession each week.
I messed that up.
You didn't mess it up. It's just that you have to watch it each week, because their episode coincides with the episode, and we just weren't on top of it, really. And it's not an easy thing to get into, I think, Succession. So I'm sure lots of people out there who listen to this are also watching it. And there's lots of people who've tried to watch it and thought, I don't know if I can get on with it. And then what's happened now, season 4's come out. You've slightly forgot what happened in season 3, and then you just kind of have to let it go. But I thought, you know, I'm going to get back into these characters. There's one big thing about Succession is it's been created by someone called Jesse Armstrong. And Jesse Armstrong wrote and created Peep Show with Mitchell and Webb. Now, Peep Show, I think, is one of the greatest TV shows ever made. And you can disagree with that on all sorts of different levels. But there is something at the very, very heart of Peep Show that is just brilliant. And I now realise it's probably this Jesse Armstrong guy, because he's done the same thing with Succession. Which is, you don't have to like anybody in it to understand how bloody brilliant it is. And also the little nuggets that you can learn about people, about yourself, about your family, and about, I guess, the personality traits of people you work with is all wrapped up in there as well. So I don't know what's going on in Succession. I don't know who's buying what company or who's selling what company.
But it's about the relationships and interactions.
And the interactions. Mm. And then there's these funny... There's an endless stream of funny lines that run throughout Succession. And that's what Peep Show did as well, really, really well, is you saw the internal monologue of Mark or Jez and what they thought about a certain situation. And then obviously the writers have got, I guess, a huge knowledge of history, because they'd make these cultural reference points to do with Napoleon or to do with, you know, the Battle of Waterloo, or even a more modern reference point to do with Tony Blair in Iraq or Alistair Campbell or something like that. But you were just like, wow, that's so good to come up with that. But they've done it all again. So what I'm enjoying about Succession, and I think if people are slightly interested, then just watch it, but watch 2 or 3 episodes of it.
Mm.
You will hate the people in it. They are so unlikable.
Mm.
But that's what's so funny about it, is that actually, you don't have to like them. You can just watch them squabble amongst them childish selves.
Mm.
But I found the thing on the Evening Standard, which is it's 95 of the best insults and lines from season 1 to 4. And for me, this is at the beating heart of Succession. So Succession's on Now TV. It's on HBO. It's coming out every week at the moment. It's episode 8 has come out. I'm assuming there's 10 episodes in season 4. And that is it. It's going to be over forever.
Oh, really?
For those that you don't know a lot about it, it's very loosely based.
I wonder how it's going to
end. Yeah, I don't know. It's very loosely based on the Murdoch family, for those of you that that are interested or interested in that family. I say loosely based because it can't be accurately based.
No, it's not.
There's one kind of huge patriarchal figure, which would be Rupert Murdoch, and in this case it's Logan Roy, played by Brian Cox. And then he's got three kids, essentially. He's got four kids, but one of them doesn't really care. You've got two boys that are kind of competing with each other all the time for their dad's affection. And then you've got a daughter who's arguably the smartest one out of them all, but has to deal with her kind of pathetic brothers. And then she's got a husband who's played by Matthew McFadden.
Oh, God.
Someone told me he's married to Keely Hawes.
Yeah, that, I told you,
Did you tell me that? He is probably the highlight of the whole thing because he's kind of weak and a bit soppy.
But there's something...
Yes, endearing about him.
Endearing about him in a way that that isn't about other characters in this.
And he's because he's an outsider, I think, and you can feel for him a bit like that.
And the two of them, Greg and him, are both outsiders.
Yes.
And they together are quite cute.
They're very cute. So there's a line in here somewhere where he says something to Greg. So Greg's... Greg's a nephew of Logan Roy, you know. But what does he say? He has that, sorry, bear with me a minute, because it's exactly their relationship in
That's quite funny. I can't reveal my sources, but it's Greg.
Yeah. Greg basically just gets all of the shit, you know. He says something like, Greg, I'd castrate you and marry you in a heartbeat, which I just thought was very, very funny. So here's just an example. So, there's two companies trying to buy each other and there's all sorts of stuff going on. But they treat it with such disrespect. So one of the lines is, it's like Israel and Palestine, except harder and much more important. They're talking about selling one company to somebody else and just how tricky that is. Things like, this just doesn't work for me, so fuck you and God bless, you know, to his dad. I'm going to lock you in a golden cage and fuck you with a silver dildo and pay you so much you'll sing whatever I want. It's so unbelievably Machiavellian. There you go. There's another Machiavellian line there. Congrats on you losing your betrayal, Cherry. They're endlessly betraying each other all the time and stagging each other in the back. There's another one about they're going to Norway and Sweden. He basically says, Norway, Sweden's the same thing. It's been created by all the same rapists. And it's just like, what? And all these lines are just like thrown away the whole time. You just think that's a golden line, you know. So basically, you've got to stop watching this show as a serious drama. It's a sitcom, basically, wrapped up in serious clothes.
It does turn into what I've watched with you. It's a bit of a comedy.
Yes, totally.
It's laughable. You are laughing out loud.
And I hear you giggling when you hear these lines come out, you know.
I have to say that I dip in and out because it feels quite... It's so negative and so bitchy and hardcore that I just get a bit depressed watching it.
Yeah.
But then I don't want to miss out on it, so I end up half listening, half watching with you.
Okay, yes. Yeah, exactly. I mean, I like the fact that you're just on the fringes of it in many ways. But if you go to the Evening Standard and put Succession out of context, the 95 best insults and lines from season 1 to 4, and then also, if you are into it and you're watching it, there is a brilliant podcast called Fire Crotch and Normcore. Let me just make sure I've got that name right, which is Jeff Lloyd and Sarah Baron's podcast. And, you know, they get the cast members on the podcast from Succession.
No.
Yeah, so this week they've got, let me find it, because it's bloody brilliant. Why is there two ways to spell the word Jeff? Why is that all a thing? Why don't you spell it one way? Come on. They've got these two on this week.
Oh, wow, this is amazing.
Yeah, it is amazing, isn't it?
Do you two think that at this stage of your careers you would be on your way to being the new Jack Lemmon and Walter Matthau?
Wow. That's a lumpy face. I don't know. You're sweet. Listen, Jeff, I'll be on your podcast anytime.
So these are very leading characters in the show. There's Logan Roy's bit on the side.
Oh, my God!
So...
This is so amazing.
It's so amazing, isn't it? You know, so Firecrotch and Normcore is a kind of pseudonym for Shiv and Tom's characters. And it was a very funny line back in the day. But basically, they get loads of the cast members on the podcast each week.
So amazing.
So if you're interested in watching it and you love the show and all that stuff, definitely go and listen to Firecrotch and Normcore. They've got brilliant people on there. And they are so immersed in the show. It's outrageous. But I've got episode 8 to watch tonight, if you don't mind.
No, I don't mind.
And I am loving every bit of it at the moment.
Small details are big surfaces. Tight corners are odd shapes. Flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I would like to talk about somebody who I discovered on Instagram. It's a bit left field, this one.
Okay.
But you and I went, oh my God, who are they?
Mm-hmm.
And we discovered somebody called willbrennan.rm.
Oh, yeah.
Now, he does this thing where he does the guitar and the vocals for an Instagram account called Robot Monster Music.
Mm-hmm.
And we saw their page. I mean, maybe it would be better to go onto their page,
mm-hmm.
because something came up on my Instagram feed that was two young guys in a garden,
mm-hmm.
and an old guy. Now, whenever I click
on
something and there is a person who is maybe a midlifer, mm-hmm. or somebody a bit older, and they're doing something weird and crazy,
mm-hmm.
I click on it because I think, you are really inspiring me. Because why shouldn't a 70-year-old man do the rock symbol with his fingers, stick his tongue out in a cardigan and do something that's really jarring?
Uh-huh.
I mean, I'm gonna show you. We're on Robot Monster Music.
On Instagram.
If you go to their grid, just look at the posts with the slightly older gentleman in it. And I'm trying to figure out, is he someone's dad? Who is he?
Yes, I remember this.
So he's just going, everybody sucks.
Yes, so a bit like a rap.
There's something a bit...
He must be an old rocker, this guy.
But is he their dad? Who? And what I really, really like about it is Robot Monster Music. It's got 120,000 followers.
Mm-hmm.
It's got no website. It's got no link to any music.
Mm-hmm.
It's not got any kind of thing where you can click on something which will take you to your Vevo page.
Okay.
It's literally just a page with two guys. I mean, are they brothers? Are you their dad? Is this... what? I don't understand. Are you going to do a gig? They clearly do gigs.
Is the granddad on the gig? No.
Let's have a look. Is that him? I don't know. We're very excited. It's sold out. I'm going to look them up now.
Okay.
Anyway, I absolutely love these guys because they are, what would you call them, disruptive?
Disruptors, yes.
And it's just, I just thought I'd like flag them up and give them a bit of a shout out because I just thought, I quite like rock music in a way that maybe... Oh my God, it's the phone.
We're in a hotel suite, by the way, folks, so I don't know who this could be. Let's find out.
Hello. Da-da-da-da-da-da-da. We're not. Thank you. That's okay. Bye. Are we dining with them tonight? But no, we're going to check out Midhurst's finest Indian.
Indian, yeah. I'm looking forward to that. I love
I'm going to look up Robot Monster. So, they are Will Brennan and drummer Logan Siddle, S-I-D-L-E. They're from Connecticut. The grandpa looks like Ian Curtis.
Yes, so it does look a bit like what Ian Curtis might look like if he'd survived.
Grandpa says, order Robot Monsters vinyl, link in bio.
He is Grandpa.
So Robot Music's grandpa is that man.
Yes.
And he is a celebrity unto himself. The fact that...
Is he the Bez of their band, do you think?
When I looked... yes.
Yeah, I think
when
he
I looked up... robot monster grandpa. Like a whole page came up of people that are looking into him. But he is the coolest grandpa I've ever seen.
Until I become a grandpa, that is.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, I'm going to talk about a little hack that I discovered recently.
Yeah.
And it is Ray-Ban Aviator sunglasses. Now, I've got a couple of pairs of these. You bought me like a Coca-Cola type pair with a gold rim. And then you also got me one with a kind of white rim, which I really liked, with a Coca-Cola lens in it. And then you had some...
Just explain what a Coca-Cola lens is.
It's like if you spilt Coca-Cola on some glass, then that's what the lens would look like. It's like a brown that fades up from lighter to darker, you know. They're classic aviator Tom Cruise type stuff, you know, from Top Gun and all that jazz. But you also have a pair with a blue lens in, which are really nice. Mm-hmm. Anyway, me and Davina were doing some filming recently because we're in a short film that my son has made, which no one will get to see, by the way, because it's a college project, but they'll get to see it at college. We watched it this week. It was quite good, wasn't it?
We were brilliant.
We're very good actors, it turns out.
Because we were directed brilliantly.
We were very well directed by Joel, yeah.
And Charlie. I mean, Joel was directing, but Charlie is...
Yeah, it was his right-hand man.
Right-hand man.
The Wachowski sisters.
We
can try and get it out, then. Okay. But there was a continuity problem with the glasses. This is the point I'm making. So what I actually had to do was take lenses out of your glasses and put them into my glasses to fix the continuity problem. And then it dawned on me that actually you can go to Ray-Ban and just buy lenses. You don't have to buy glasses. So if you wanted a different coloured lens in your... Easy.
Are they?
You need a little screwdriver. You unscrew the arm and then you unscrew the thing that clamps the lens in place and it opens and you just take the lens out and put a different lens in.
No.
So I have personalised my aviators now. So I've now got these white rimmed aviators with a blue lens in, which you can't buy anywhere. They're the only pair in the country as far as I can tell. And then I just thought... So now I've got two different rims of aviators. I can just go to the Ray-Ban shop on Carnaby Street and just say, can I order a set of orange lenses? Now, to buy some new aviators, about £140. To buy the lenses, about £54. So I can just put in the new lenses as and when I want them. I just order them. So this is my little hack for you, ladies and gents. You can do this, actually, with all Ray-Ban glasses.
Buy one frame that you like.
Yeah, buy the frame you like and then buy two or three sets of lenses.
Classic gold frame.
Classic gold frame's great. Amazing. Yeah. But the white frames are super nice as well, especially on a coloured lens because they go bop.
And my favourite lens really at the moment is just the sort of pale yellow that you could wear inside and outside.
They're like people who shoot guns, you know, when you go to the shooting range in a movie.
Yes.
They wear like yellow glasses, don't they?
I love
them,
those.
Yeah, Sonny loves them too. But you can just buy those lenses.
Yeah, that's what put them in a gold, do. I gold love glasses. That.
Yeah. Now, you can hack this even further because there are people selling lenses on eBay and stuff like that that aren't original Ray-Ban stuff, but that will fit in a Ray-Ban lens. So I'll leave you to go and research that for yourselves. I don't want to kind of do a disservice to Ray-Ban, of course, but, you know, I realise it's still quite expensive for a pair of sunglasses. But I've really enjoyed it, and I love having sunglasses that are unique to me because, you know, I mix them up. I might go a bit far and put, like, an orange lens in one eye and a blue end lens in the other, you know, that... And then, you know, I might freak out my brain in some way with that. Mm. So, but anyway, there you go. It's a little life hack for you. Now, we've got stuff to do. So have you got another one? Should we do a few shout-outs?
I think we should do some shout-outs.
Okay, let's do a few shout-outs to the peoples.
Also, we are obviously away, and so it's a bit harder for us to find things to do because we're not doing anything. But we will really endeavour. And next week, if we are struggling to find things to get for next week because we haven't done anything, I think we could just do a listener's recommendation half hour.
We could just do that. Yeah, yeah, that'd be good. We've had a few of those.
Because they're so good.
Yeah. Fran James says, oh my goodness, just discovered an Instagram account. I think Michael and Davina will love Ben and Zara. So it's ben.and.zara. Dad and daughter combo that do the best lip sync videos. Zara is an absolute star and Dad seems to be the nicest human on the planet. It's a warm, life-affirming, feel-good entertainment and they're both absolutely gorgeous. Congrats on the Book Awards last night, Davina.
Oh, thanks.
Love to you both. And that's from Naomi.
Oh, my goodness. They've got 641,000 followers. Shall we have a quick look?
Please.
Are you ready?
Yep.
Look at her.
Very good.
Oh my my God. Thank you. Thank you so much. That is absolutely brilliant.
So by Gloria Jewellery did send me this. I think she said, I saw this on an email or something like that. And I said, yeah, just DM us. But she's in Croatia at the moment on a,
she runs a yoga retreat.
Well, she wants to tell us about a lady called...
Oh, I see. Gilly.
Gilly, is that?
Yeah, Gilly Sutherland.
Gilly Sutherland, who runs a yoga retreat in Croatia, but also does Zoom classes so everyone can access her yoga. She inspires me beyond measure. The yoga is so different and there is no wrong pose or move. It's more about how it feels and how it looks.
Yeah, exactly.
She encourages self-love and caring for our bodies as plants. That's what we are. The benefit she has on humans across the globe is incredible. She drove from the UK to Croatia just before, it says mockdown here, which I quite like.
Mockdown
instead of lockdown. Yeah.
Do you know the other thing that it always corrects to is lickdown.
Lickdown, yes. Yes. I could do with going into another one of them. It says here. So it's Gilly Sutherland, and that is her Instagram account, @Gilly, and it's G-I-L-L-I-E, Sutherland. Wellness expert, adventurer, writer, yogi, wild woman in Croatia. Well, that sounds great if you're going to Croatia. I know a few people going to Croatia this year on holiday. We went a while back, and it's bloody great.
Oh, I love Croatia.
Yeah. But if you like yoga as well, then get in touch with Gilly Sutherland. I think that would be great. Thank you very much, by Gloria Jewellery, for that. Queen Charlotte, so this is from Pip Marsh. She's been listening from the beginning, Pip Marsh. And Queen Charlotte, this has been recommended to us about 50,000 yes. times. So Queen Charlotte,
Bridgerton. Yeah.
Did you watch Bridgerton?
No, I didn't.
Okay. A beautiful love story, it says there by Pip Marsh. So thank you for
great.
That.
But thank
there's
you.
Lots of people who've mentioned that. Okay, let's do this last one from Sorcha. Sorcha Lions, is that right?
Sorcha, yeah, it looks like that.
It's quite a sexy name, isn't it? I like that. Please, 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 can you give the sewing machine recommendation? You keep teasing. The suspense is killing me. I'm on the market for one. Yes, so it's a... Oh, no, you don't need to hold me phone. I'm just gonna get the model up now. I keep meaning to recommend it, don't I? And I don't. Okay, so it's a Janome sewing machine is the one I've got. So J-A-N-O-M-E. And it was about 200 and something pounds. It wasn't massively expensive. It wasn't like one of their big heavy hitters. I'm just so many bloody pop-ups on this thing. I'm just going to try and find the one I bought because it's bloody great. Okay, here it is. It is the 7025 Janome sewing machine at 299, and it does everything I need it to do. So that is the
because they do
the
go quite expensive sewing machines,
thousands, yeah.
So 299 is good,
yes,
and it's basic, but it's not that basic.
No, it pretty much do all buttonholes and all the rest of it. The only thing it doesn't do, which all sewing machines don't do, unless you buy one specific to do it, and I can't remember what it's called now. I think it might be called a cover stitch, which is often what is like the hems of t-shirts are done with and things like that. But you need a very sophisticated machine for that. So this is mine. It's the Janome 7025 sewing machine. And I'm hemming trousers with it, T-shirt, sleeves, all the works, buttons, the lot for $299. Now, the very specific thing that's good about these machines is they're a full metal-bodied machine. So although it's encased in plastic, the internals of it are all metal. And this was the big thing that everybody recommended to me when I went to all the sewing machine shops. Is you could buy other sewing machine shops for a similar price or slightly cheaper, but they were all plastic and they were a bit feeble and they moved ever so slightly. And if you dropped them, they broke and so on and so forth. So I think this is literally a lifelong sewing machine. I have no problems with it whatsoever. I really enjoy playing around with it. And maybe I'll take some photographs of trousers I've hemmed and stuff like that. I found these white jeans on ASOS that are £28. I love a white jean, basically. And I get a 28 waist and a 30 leg, but the 30 leg's still about 2 centimetres too long. So I bought two pairs. I've hemmed them both. Knockout. I mean, they're really perfect. I'd have paid £150 for these jeans because they're brilliant now. A sewing machine is a fantastic thing. So that is the one I bought, Sorcha. And I hope that is of help to you.
I love the fact that they pull us up, you know, when we give a kind of like a semi-mention to something and then we don't finish it. I really like that.
Yeah, me too. So, yeah.
One more.
Oh, you want to do one more? Okay, yeah. What about Charlotte here? What's a big
okay, one? So guys, loving your bants and recommendations on my muddy dog walks, keeping me entertained whilst my elderly Frenchie has a sniff fest. Wanted to recommend a couple of recent programmes that we enjoyed. Firstly, Coronation Tailors, iPlayer, Fit for a King. It's about the tailors that make all the military ceremonial uniforms, and it is fascinating and full of history. I love that. Coronation Tailors, Fit for a King.
Sounds so great.
So that's on the iPlayer.
It links very nicely to the sewing machine.
Secondly, on Disney Plus, A Small Light. This is the Anne Frank story told from the perspective of the person who helped to hide them above Otto Frank's office. Her name is Miep, and also shows the courage and the fear during those terrible times. Only 4 episodes so far, as they drop each Monday, but very good and heartbreaking so far. Hope you had an amazing birthday, Michael. Aww. And that you milk it for as long as possible. Yes.
Yes, great.
And we're going to milk it all year. Big hugs to you both, Charlotte. Yes. I'm writing that down. What was the Disney Plus one? A Small Light.
Small Light. And the other one is Coronation
Taylor.
I thought it was, very briefly there, I thought it was Coronation Traitors, which is a show I'd quite like to watch. It would just have Harry in it. Disney Plus, bloody brilliant Disney Plus, some fantastic stuff on there. We're still watching Beef at the moment, so I'm going to talk to you a bit about that once we've ploughed through all that. And then
can we do that after Succession?
Yes, absolutely. We'll do Succession, then we'll do Beef. And then I've got a few gifts for my birthday, which I'll also want to talk about, so I'll mention them next week. A couple of great books and a few other bits and pieces as well. Nice to talk to you all from here, sunny Midhurst, and I hope you're having a lovely week and a great start for the summer.
See you next week.
Bye.
Small details are big surfaces. Tight corners are odd shapes. Flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.